everyone, and welcome to the dinner table. It is officially season two. My name is Aislinn Campbell, and with me at the dinner table,
Ron Johnson.
I don't even know what that means.
You got rid of Joe.
I got rid of Joe and brought in
season two. You brought in Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson has more hair. I don't know if y'all can tell, but
it's Joe Hilliard still here. I barely avoided getting fired.
I'm so excited to be into this next, let's call it paradigm, season two. It's a whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes. Oh, it's the. I have thought, because we've been doing a lot of creative brainstorming, and I said just before these mics opened up that creating with you is my favorite thing that we do together.
Yes, I agree.
So on our super secret documents that we share about brainstorming for ideas for season two, a musical episode is written down.
A musical episode?
Season two is limitless.
Limitless.
We can do anything.
I love that you use the word limitless, because limitless is where I am right now. I am limitless, and I am ready to burst into the new season. But before we burst into the new season, I think we had a few loose ends that we wanted to tie up from the first season.
The last segment before Table Topics was, how do you want to change? What do you want to do different? And you said, I want guests. I want friends with benefits.
I do.
So I guess it's time to...
I want friends with them.
Make a
I'm
hard
ready.
Decision about if we are ready to break out of the limits that COVID has put on us.
Is that a hard decision? Because it's not a hard decision for me. I'm like...
Last week you said accurately that we're not going to restaurants. And since we recorded that, we've been out to two of our favorite local restaurants.
Right.
We didn't discuss it much. We didn't say, it is time. We were hungry for that food and went to go get it.
You know what? It's time to get back to life. We're losing local businesses.
It's happening.
It is happening.
It has begun to happen, and I fear a rush of some of our favorite restaurants and places and things to do and businesses to get services that we enjoy receiving. Mm-hmm. We went to go eat sushi at our favorite restaurant.
Yes.
And we went to go eat Thai food at one of our favorite Thai food local restaurants.
Yes. And we have talked about both of those before, right? Have we talked about both of them?
Go back into the previous season.
When did we go to Dokyo Danton? We went there the first time.
It was where you had that squid salad that you liked so much. The octopus salad.
Octopus salad. When we went over there, Kil came over to our table and he was like, hey, I haven't seen you guys in a long time. I was like, yeah, we haven't really been going out.
We've been locked out.
Yeah, but I love their food, and I love his head sushi chef.
So we went out to the restaurants.
We did.
In a week or two, it will be time, if she is selected in a lottery system that they're doing to keep the number small, my daughter to go back to school.
My daughter goes back to school in basically 2 weeks.
Now, do they have a choice?
A week and a half.
Can you choose in or out?
I believe they have a choice. She chose a long time ago. And
my daughter, if she gets into the lottery to go, is dying to go.
She's also dying to have a real high school experience, because she's a freshman in high school now, finally.
That is the truth. That is the truth. And so I think I'm going to let her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't. She's been spending the night at friends' houses. We're eating in restaurants. We're traveling to other cities. Interacting with college students in a college town where he did test negative, by the way, those of you that listened,
that was the
speaking
big
cliffhanger. Of a loose end.
My son was selected to get COVID
testing.
We talked about that last week.
He is the only one in our whole family, in all of our life, that has been tested for COVID, and he's been tested twice. Mm-hmm. And both times negative.
Then in the other podcast that I enjoy doing, Beer in a Movie, the movie theaters are opening up again locally, and you know, we love going to the movies, and that, I would imagine, without having talked to you about it ahead of time, is probably the thing that you're least excited to maybe get out there and do, but I'd like to go back to the movie theater. It's open, and...
I'll tell you the thing that I missed the absolute most, live music concerts. That's the one where I'm like, I need to get into the vibe with the people and the music, and I need that energy, and...
We had tickets to at least two shows that have been
indefinitely
postponed.
And ACL is canceled this year, and if you... listened in season one.
Episode
we did
seven
have,
and eight.
Yes, we had two episodes of ACL last year.
Friends with Benefits. It sounds like we're on board to reach out and put this together.
Yes, okay. I'm ready.
When?
Now.
We'll set it all up with whomever.
I would love to get on the calendar today with several people.
I'm looking so forward to it. Friends with Benefits coming soon. We haven't said that in 6 months.
Coming soon.
And then 2 weeks ago's Table Topics question, what's the difference between moral and ethics, came out of that. We discussed that last week in unanswered questions.
So the code of ethics is something that is created by a entity, a governmental entity or a school or a church.
And then one of my suggestions for things we could do this season is develop the dinner table talk rules. Mm-mm. And it was right in front of us the entire time. The dinner table talk code of ethics. Every once in a while, we just add something to the list. I'd like to do the first one right now.
Oh, yeah?
I've got a couple of ideas.
What's the first dinner table talks code of ethics? I will decide whether I approve. Queen Aislinn has deemed that an appropriate code of ethics.
I knew that that's exactly how it would go down. Last season, we did do a couple of potential ones. We just didn't come up with the list yet. Things like, you got to get a garage freezer. Things like, if everything in the kitchen burned down, the first thing I'd go buy again is cast iron. So it could be kitchen related or it could be relationship related.
Believe it or not, I don't have any ideas because I'm not good with making rules.
Let's start out strong. Shop for your food locally as much as possible.
Yeah, of course.
If you want to emulate us.
If you want to emulate us, shop for your food locally as often as you possibly can. That was an easy one. You knew you were going to get that one on Queen Aislinn's list.
That was so easy. I might get lucky just from suggesting something so obvious, but perfect.
Since you suggested you might get lucky, you're probably not going to get lucky.
That's exactly how I thought that was going to go down.
And we actually have a basket of produce to give away.
We do.
We do.
Why don't you say her name?
Lori Mahaffey.
Lori Mahaffey sent us a photograph of a meal that she had made, and we randomly drew her name, and she wins that Dagon produce basket, and we'll give away one of those again in the very near future. Okay, it's time for unanswered questions, and this is the last thread that I can think of that we need to sew up before we move forward. You said, and I'm staunchly against this.
Staunchly?
Staunchly. Both of my staunches are straight up in the air. You don't like the gong, or you didn't want to use the gong, or we need to do something
Lily
different
didn't
than
like
the gong.
The gong. And I don't love the gong, so...
I love the gong. But what Aislinn wants, Aislinn gets. So, with no direction whatsoever...
Unanswered questions. Holy crap, no freaking way.
Okay, now I... Just hear me out. We've got to get people's attention. Oh. It's an alert that the show has moved into another segment. And that's just a fun noise. This is a frustrating part of our relationship. Joe, will you do this?
Yeah.
I will do it. You have done this incorrectly. You have done this in a way that I would never have. It's like, well, baby, can you give me a little drug? Okay. I assumed that that would be vetoed, and I do admit that you've got a very large veto power around here. Can you give me some suggestions, please? What would you like to hear next week that's different?
Well, one of the things, there's an ongoing noise around our house all of the time. And it certainly led over to over the years.
We don't want to play any of those on the air. She's ready. You know how couples have signals.
For those of you that aren't in Texas, you may or may not know of Fogo de Chão, but it's a Brazilian-style restaurant. And at Fogo de Chão, they have coasters on your table next to you. And the coaster is red on one side and green on the other side. And I think in the past we made jokes about the idea that when the coaster is green, you get the go. And when the coaster is red, you get the no. I need a coaster. I need a green light, red light coaster next to my bed.
I walk in. I look at the coaster, I stay or leave.
Right.
Okay. Okay, what is the
Maybe
sound around
Maybe we need a yellow
house?
Light one. It's like, come snuggle, but don't touch me.
No guarantees. No. Definite maybe.
Okay, so there's a sound around our home that has been an unanswered question for years. It's a woodpecker that makes a noise on our chimney.
Yeah.
And and it's loud. Our chimney is metal, so it's this interesting
it's
loud.
It's a dumb woodpecker.
And so for years, I would go out and yell at the woodpecker, get off the chimney, go peck somewhere else, you little pecker. Well, the woodpeckers I've been paying much more attention to, because for years we just had one male dum-dum woodpecker. And I think he was banging up there to try to get some attention. Like, let me get some ladies up in here.
Sure.
Well, he got a lady.
I'll try that too, by the way.
So he got a lady, and this year him and the lady had babies around our house because we have juvenile woodpeckers. I'm out there outside. I'm writing a speech, by the way. Let's come back to that. And I'm recording it into my voice recorder. And every time I listen back to that speech, I hear our woodpeckers now. They go, teet, 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 teet.
Oh, a bird call.
A bird call.
Okay.
How about a bird call?
I'll bring a few next week and we'll see how it goes.
Teet, 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 teet.
We did not exactly know how to pronounce that spice mixture that you find in a lot of Indian food.
Was that garam masala?
I always called it garam.
Garam masala.
Yours was garam.
I feel like I've heard somebody say garam before, but maybe that was just you.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
You were saying garam, and garam I was saying masala. Garam.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
No, that's not right. Garam, listen.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
Garam masala. Garam masala.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
Garam masala.
You got it?
Garam masala.
I gave quickly the ingredients of garam masala, and one of those ingredients I have seen. I've seen it at the grocery store. I don't think that we own any, but it's called mace.
I thought mace was what you sprayed in a man's face when he comes at you in the parking lot when you're by yourself.
Do you have mace on your keychain?
No, because I don't get scared like that.
Do you need some?
No.
Okay, well, if you didn't have that and you had a package of this spice in your pocket, you'd be throwing in this assailant's face.
What would I be throwing in the assailant's face?
Mace is a yellowish brown spice that is, this is, you're going to love this, derived from the dried, lacy coating of the nutmeg seed. You'll be able to even lend some information.
That's like snout to tail, but for a seed.
So you've got your pod
that
erupts from the nutmeg plant. And then that splits open when it's mature, and inside is the seed. So they take the nutmeg seed and make nutmeg powder. You're going to put that in your pumpkin pie. You're going to put that in your French toast batter. A little sprinkle. But around the seed is a lacy coating. That they take and put it over here in the separate pot, dry it out, and that is mace. It's more intense nutmeg with also a sweeter flair.
Do you remember that old commercial that was like, Mikey likes it, give it to Mikey?
Yeah, life cereal.
I wonder if there was a time in history where there was a Mikey, you know, where they were like, give it to Mikey, see if he dies. Maybe you were born into, you know how
people, no, that some is people, interesting.
Some people were born into the priests, like back in the old days.
Sure.
There were like the priest family. You were born a priest.
Sure.
Right? What if you were born a Mikey? You were born into the family that has to taste the food to see whether we should eat it or not.
Right. And then also, who was the person that said, okay, I see that snake eating that egg. So the egg's not killing the snake. Let me eat that egg.
Oh.
And then they eat the egg. And then they say, you know what would be great with this? A little sprig of that green thing. And let's make a fire. And if you can get a pan, we can scramble this thing. And who came up with the very first fry? The history of all of that, early man, I assume.
But I like that you had the thought that I'd never thought of before, which is that the early humans watched nature and learned from nature. Meaning they watched the snake eat the egg and the snake didn't die. So, okay, we maybe can eat the egg too and not die. Hey, Mikey.
Right. Oh, God. I've had diarrhea for 2 weeks from that twig that you made me eat the other day.
That fun guy made me stupid.
Hey, can I have some more of those? Hey, Aislinn.
What?
This is the part of the show where we quickly talk about all the different ways that you can support and get to know us better.
Of course, you can go over to Aislinn Campbell's YouTube channel.
What would I see there?
Well, you can see the Voices for Wellness webcast.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you for this one.
It's good. I have 4 episodes up.
It's fantastic.
You can also see my weekly Sunday in the Garden. Lots of me cooking with things from the backyard.
And then if you're just so into Dinner Table Talks that you want to throw a couple dollars in our tip jar, you go to our website, www.dinnertabletalks.com, and click the support button.
And it supports us.
Quick, easy, on with the show.
You didn't tell me you were going to do this, but the other night I was over on some sort of video or whatever, and the messenger kept dinging, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, what the hell is someone doing over there dinging me that much?
Right.
And I go over, of course, it's Joe dinging. We have a group with the kids that we ding.
It's called J-Hack-Ass.
How did that happen?
Because I named it. Okay, so you're talking about a Facebook chat group, and we've got all of our kids on it,
you and
Donna.
Of which our kids don't use Facebook, really.
No,
but,
right.
But we have asked them to use it enough to be interactive with us.
Well, J-Hack is our family name. Joe Hilliard, Ason Campbell, J-Hack. It's our thing. And I had made the thread and called it J-Hack Assemble. And then your daughter went in and just changed it to ass. So on J-Hack Ass, I had just the bright idea. Well, it actually goes back farther than that. When you were talking in last week's season finale about taking the boys to the fancy schmancy restaurant.
Uh-huh. And then taking them to the grocery store.
The following Friday, after recording that episode, I called my son, just chit-chat, and what's the plan? Oh, we're just going to stay in. We're just playing games. A big COVID pop-up there. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
What's nearby you? Aren't you in a central area with a bunch of great restaurants and their favorite taco places nearby? Quickly go to the website, bought them dinner, and they got to go pick it up. You know, mm-hmm. And then I doubled everything that they didn't realize. So they had this like smorgasbord for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it all was gone that night. I asked them, are y'all cooking at all? Yeah, we kind of trade and we're doing basics. And I tried to make burgers, but I guess I didn't realize how hard that was. And then we tried to convert a burger into tacos, but that doesn't really work. All of those tips and all those tricks and hey, come and watch. And hey, come get involved with me cooking dinner tonight. You know, they probably retained 25% of it.
Right.
This night was not a night that I was going to do a 6-hour cook so that I could unveil some gourmet awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get in and out of the kitchen. I remember that we had some sausage out in the garage fridge. And if I can make tacos with it, I could put a spin or make them restaurant quality if I just do a couple of things. So I just photo journaled the entire process and sent it to them as I was cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And the process was simple. Over here, I've gotten my cut up onions and bell peppers and garlic and some spicy peppers that came out of the garden. You're going to saute that. When they're almost done, you turn it off. Then I'm going to heat up my tortillas and put them in the tortilla warmer. Then I'm going to make my sausage, slice it, put it into those vegetables, turn the vegetables back on. You've got your, you know, tomatoes and onions and lettuce and sour cream and grated cheese. And boom, guys, enjoy some tacos.
I'm not a huge fan of sausage, I've decided.
Link sausage, by the way.
Yeah, I've decided that.
God, we couldn't be more different.
And I don't really know. I mean, that doesn't quite make sense because I do really like sausage, but maybe it's because we have so much access to it now and it's something that you make so often that now I'm getting tired of it.
Well, I'm going to buy at the farmer's market today. I'm going to buy a couple more links just to have in that freezer because I like having sausage around.
It needs some sweet and spicy to go with it. A local farmer used my figs to make habanero fig jam. Perfect for your pork installations.
Those links of sausage are about $7 or $8 a piece. And I don't expect the boys to go to a farmer's market to buy a $7 or $8 link of sausage.
Of course not. Of course not.
So I went to the grocery store chain that is in our town and their town. They got a very nice website and put the meal together for them. If you go out and buy these things, the three of you, the two brothers and their roommate, can enjoy four fat tacos and have four tortillas to put into the freezer for the next time anybody wants to make some tacos for $22.47. At our house, that would be more like $36.
I'm trying to decide whether that's a good affordable budget price.
I don't know the answer to that either. We might have to get one of them especially to call in and let
what
us
it,
know.
Well, especially for what it is exactly. Like, well, I don't know if, I mean, it's definitely full. Two of those tacos is plenty
food. It's more expensive than a couple of things of ramen noodle, no doubt.
Right.
But I'm trying to keep
like
them away from
$7 a person. Is $7 a person cheap? And the reason I talk about that, not just for college students, can you get a meal from one of those shitty fast food restaurants for less than $7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can
so
go
So people
to
go buy that the, shit
the,
over
in the burger
the,
place.
Is the Link sausage, a tortilla, and some vegetables healthier for you than I think it is, yes. But I'm just saying, and clearly ours is because it's coming from with some really good meat in it.
Yeah, I liked the idea of doing it, though, and sending them pictures of cooking technique and how to manage this or that. When he told me that they had taken a hamburger patty that wasn't great and tried to convert it in cooked and then try to convert it into taco meat.
It's very odd to me because he made hamburgers for Cameron once here at the house.
Yes.
So what did he do different, I wonder?
Maybe failure by committee? I don't know.
Huh. Failure by committee. I like that. I think
I want to do that every once in a while with that. Just, hey, guys, I figured out a way for you guys, the three of y'all or the two of y'all, to eat for... That price point is interesting. And you said last week that your son's literally maybe will go beans and rice at the end of the month or...
A jar of peanut butter for $3 during this summer when there wasn't a ton of income coming in from places that he was... buying a giant jar of peanut butter and living on it, you know? And I kind of remember those days. I didn't really live that kind of college life, although I was only a typical college student for really about 1.5, 2 years.
We've been blessed most of our lives in that department.
Right.
That is an unanswered question that I will pursue. I'm going to ask the boys, what is an amount of money that you will spend on a meal when you are trying to really keep the corners cut?
$7.
That's a very big meal.
$7. That could feed me twice, actually.
Sure. Two of those tacos twice. So that's a $3.50 per serving.
But that's the argument that you're going to get from people. It's like, well, if I don't have any money, then why would I spend $7 and make the food myself when I can go over to a shitty fast food restaurant and get
something off the dollar menu.
Dollar menu mm-hmm. that tastes good to me because I don't know any better.
Go over to the taco one and get a meal with the change that's in my ashtray.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
you'll have diarrhea afterwards, and wonder why you have heartburn, but whatever.
Well, Mikey ate that shat all day, and then they made a whole fast food chain out of it. But I would suggest that the reason why is because we have filled them with these ethics. Mm-hmm. That is not what we expect of them, mm-hmm. but rather what we have taught them. And mm-hmm. you've said on this show last season that your kids, maybe even more than mine, and I think my son maybe more than my daughter, has understood and learned to appreciate the value of the better raw food product when it comes to how their body feels after they eat it.
Certainly how their body feels after they eat it. And I know that after they've gone through so many years at home with us doing it, and then off to college where the finances are much tighter, and they're having to figure out how to do it themselves, and they see the way their body reacts, and they can tell the difference. Because I think that when I'm having all of these different wellness talks with people, mm-hmm. I think that that's been probably the most important thing that I've tried to express to a lot of people and hope to express through this Voices for Wellness. And that is, if you don't know what your body feels like good when it's healthy, when it's happy, when it's doing all the right things, when it's being fed well, versus what it feels like when it's not, then you don't know that you're sick all the time is not just because there's something wrong with your body.
Right,
you're sick
right.
all the time is because you're filling yourself with things that are making your body sick. But the trick with most people is that they don't know what it feels like to feel good. Hmm. What I have done is teach our children how to know what it feels like to feel good. Mm-hmm. So that they know what it feels like when they feel bad, and they can see the difference and they can compare, then they can make a real choice.
Right.
Because you can only make a real choice if you know your options.
Yeah, you're right.
I ran across this meme the other day that I thought was so great. And then it got even better as more people started interacting. And the meme says, did you know if 150 people get together, purchase some off-grid land, you can create your own city and laws, beat the system with togetherness? I reposted that. Now, I didn't take it very literally. What I did was go, 150. What would my 150 list look like? Because we do play this game a little bit out at the farm where it's like, well, who gets to come to the farm if we ever have to zombie apocalypse or, you know, whatever. So we kind of play that game a little bit. So my comment in the post was, 150, that's a pretty tight list. I wonder who would be on, and I called it Freedom Harvest Island because the name of the farm is Freedom Harvest Farms. Who would be welcome to come to my 150 tight list of freedom harvesters?
And people started like, me, please, I'd like to come.
Pick me.
Yeah. I am really good at finances, so I could be the treasurer.
I want to be a teacher. Can I be the teacher?
Yeah,
you know,
and probably then need a teacher.
And I can brew beer and wine. There was one of those. Threw that one in.
You're in for sure.
And then when it really got interesting and I started really thinking about this, and going, oh my God, we could create this, well, I called it Fury Road. Like, in my mind, it's this crazy, loud, musical, fire-breathing, whatever, community. Not this happy little hippie, you know, like, whatever. Although that's certainly a part of it, the love and the peace and all the la-la-la, whatever. But when my friend Miles, who is a sailor, who literally just sailed out in his sailboat with two other men on his sailboat into the, where did they go? Caribbean? What, like?
I think Antigua and the, some other Caribbean islands.
Yeah.
It looked like a kind of amazing way to use up your COVID downtime.
Yeah. And I know him to be a mechanic, and I know him to be
very smart. Oh, he pitched himself.
He goes, well, I'm not a farmer, but I have this skill and this skill and this skill. And I started thinking, huh, yeah, Miles. Yeah, Miles. I would definitely, hold on. Miles has a lot of people with him. Mm-hmm. Now, wait, he's got to apply for all of those people. Every single one of those family members, we need to apply. I need to know. How many do we have to take care of? How many?
Now, is this at the farm?
Not to pick on Miles or anything, but it just got me thinking about how fun it would be to actually do this. We should do this.
Is this at the farm that exists, or is this a separate new piece of property?
I haven't gone there yet. All I've gone there is to judge people. That's really all I've done is begun judging people.
That sounds like fun.
And then I started talking to my parents about it because, truth be told, officially, my family is all in. You know, all my family's in, right? So I gotta.
You kind of alluded in the thread. I posted something that I guess
the
queen...
Yeah, that's because you started was talking about the binary wars between...
Well, I started talking about the idea that it would require some level of governance.
I did mention, though, however, that I think that everyone should look at the politicians that they're about to vote on right now and decide whether they actually would want that person on their 150-person list. And I went, oh, that's easy. I could nope. That would make voting easier if I had to look at their entire family and decide whether or not I could live with them
side by side,
working and surviving like that.
Okay, so let me just put my head around the scenario: an imaginary tract of land where the participants are going to create their own little town and their own laws.
Sure, code of ethics. We'll call them those.
Well, according to the meme, and. Now it's how
this to... This isn't even about the meme anymore.
How to select...
This is about Queen Aislinn and her code of ethics, picking 150 people that she's willing to live with.
Well, you're going to have to pick 149 people that don't mind the governmental organization as Queen Aislinn. But forgetting that, how to choose which 150 people get onto it.
Yeah, and so my parents and I were talking about it, and we're thinking about, like, we got to do some contests.
Like Survivor?
Yeah, kind of. Like, we need to know that you can shoot a gun.
Oh, that's important?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to hunt. And not everyone has to hunt, but we got to know that you...
You have to have a hunting party.
Yeah.
And a farming team.
Uh-huh. You got to have medicine people.
Oh, yeah. You do. Yeah. Okay.
Definitely have to have medicine people. And I can't be the only one. Uh-huh. You know? And I did
this is a limitless conversation when
someone raised their hand and said, I can brew beer and wine. Because I'm like,
chefs, cooks, people that can prepare the bounty that is being prepared from the land itself. Mm-hmm. There will have to be some kind of law and order. There have to be some kind of governing principles that everyone understands what they are before they get. We could talk about this forever.
I can already tell you're going to be hard to create a...
You don't believe that there are going to have to be governing principles if someone steals something from someone else and it is proven...
You're creating problems already. See, this is the reason why I started saying I'm not sure you're official yet.
Okay, well,
because,
then I'm
because
just going to sit back
and watch the
lawlessness.
Because you start creating binary wars of
No,
you know.
I just was making a hilarious point that perhaps if we do create governance over these 150 people, we don't adopt the current policies of there are only two options and we're going to just fight with each other all of the time. I don't want that in my 150.
I don't want anybody that is going to come fight and steal. So there you go. You're out already.
Okay. I think that this is to be continued.
Backyard TV.
Tonight's top story, my garden is a sanctuary.
I've heard you say that recently.
So back when we were talking about the woodpeckers making sounds, I mentioned that I'm creating a speech.
Yes.
Well, I have been honored to give a second TEDx talk here in Corpus Christi.
That is exciting.
It is exciting.
Your first one was awesome.
I love having the opportunity to be involved in TED, and I love to give speeches, of course. So I have created a speech called My Garden is a Sanctuary, and I will be giving that speech at TEDx Cole Park on October the 17th. And I hope that all of our listeners, wherever you're at, because everyone listens to TED,
sure,
will tune in and get to hear all of those amazing speeches. The theme for this particular TEDx is connected.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, after this whole pandemic thing, I think they thought that that would be a good way to to really draw us all back in. So,
how's your speech coming?
You'll definitely get to hear more about that as it gets closer.
Sure.
The speech is written. Now I have to learn the speech and be prepared to give it on October the 17th.
Well, that's exciting.
So in my garden sanctuary, my backyard, it's the time of year when I have lots of baby plants.
Yeah. You're planting nonstop.
Getting all my babies planted so that I have lots of good stuff to plant in the ground at the end of this month, September. Okay.
And let's also say that this past week has been almost a daily heat advisory, meaning that the heat index is getting into like 115, 118.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutal. Late August, early September in our town is brutal. So the timing was not great for some maintenance that's been going on around the house, which is this weird dichotomy that I've got to trap you here in front of the microphone so that we can have a conversation about it perhaps. And that is, Joe, I'm complaining.
Now I sound like your mother. Please stop it.
Sorry?
I sound like your mother. Please stop it.
No, let me do it in your proper voice. Hey, Joe, have a seat. There's something I want to talk to you about. And I love you and the contributions that you make to the home are
just
limitless.
Anyone that listens to this podcast knows I never sound like that.
Okay, so it's more like the first one?
No.
Anyway, so Joe, I've got some complaints, and those complaints are that there's some maintenance around this house that needs to get done.
Yes.
I hear you, baby. You are absolutely right. 1,000 apologies. Please don't throw me off the 150 island. I'm going to get on that immediately. And so here come the maintainers, and they bring their saws, and they bring their hammers, and they bring their da-da-da-da-da. And that's also a horrible thing that
is occurring. Oh, my God. I was
trying
so hard.
Joe, I want some maintenance to occur, but I don't want any maintenance to occur is the only thing that I walked away with.
Have I mentioned that I have a little bit of sensory anxiety?
You have. So when I've seen some of the beautiful videos that you're making. You're sitting around different parts of our homes, but I can't help but notice with my like self-critical eye of, God dang it, we need to get this house power washed. So it's time to get the house power washed.
And I agree, by the way.
The house needed to be power washed?
Yes, as soon as you said they're going to come to power wash the house, I was like, yes! And then I was like, not right now.
Whoa.
Not right now. Right now is not a good time to freaking do this shit.
Because all of these plants that you have just mentioned, these baby little plants that I guess are very, very delicate and aren't going to do well in a full sunlight when it's 118, 115 heat index, are tucked away in shade spots that are really close to the house. But in order to power wash the house, we have to move everything away from the house. And that became this whole thing.
Last week
was
a hard week.
I had to power through and just say, "Bun, I will help you. I will move the plants. You just point and tell me what to do, but they are coming to power wash this house."
I had a hard week last week, I have to admit. And here's the thing that I didn't really know. Listen, first of all, I'm a hormonal woman, and sometimes those hormones flow in a way that I cannot control them. And I try very hard. I do try very hard. I even know that's what it is. You ladies out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm crying about nothing.
Oh, God.
I'm angry about everything.
And it's all my fault.
No, it's not all your fault. It's all everybody's fault except my own, which is quite a problem. Trust me, it's not all your fault.
Okay.
Ask Lily whether it's all her. Ask Savannah whether it's all your fault. The girls will both admit that, yeah, it was getting a little. It was also a full moon last night.
What does that have to do with it?
Oh my God. If you add women hormones, a house full of, it wasn't just me. The girls were hormonal too.
Oh God. Listen, boys.
And a full moon.
I'm sending you recipes.
Sensory
so that I can
overload
have male
of
contact
extra
with family.
Males in my house doing
it is real.
Saw things.
25% man in this house. I am in the minority here and I've never felt it harder. There's a lot of estrogen around here. Well, it all got done.
I'm glad to be over it.
There's no...
Did he fix the garage door?
That's happening on Monday.
Huh.
It's all in process, babe. It's all in process.
Good.
Should we continue maintaining the house, or do you not want me to maintain
the
house?
I could use a break for a little bit.
Okay.
Get the garage door fixed so we can clean the garage and get rid of all that garbage in there.
We'll take a little break.
Table topics.
I am ready. I think you ask me.
Yes, I'm asking you... what would
season
you do?
Season premiere, I'm the first answerer?
Yes.
Okay.
What would you do?
Okay, I like that one.
if you heard someone making homophobic comments to a gay couple in public.
Oh no, this reminds me immediately of what would you do if you saw someone at the grocery store
talking about their kids,
treating her kid ugly. I'm at the grocery store, whatever. And a person sees a gay couple and begins using slurs or, not, y'all shouldn't do that here. God is going to strike y'all dead or whatever. What would I do? Well, first of all, I'm going to see what the couple does. Because I got some gay friends that could totally handle that situation without my requirement of getting involved whatsoever.
Exactly.
I'd like to see them just walk off.
This is such a stupid question.
Go ahead. Why?
Not because I don't completely support families that choose whatever they choose to do, but give people the benefit of the ability to stand up for themselves. Why would I get involved in someone else's business? Give people, allow people to be empowered in their own power.
Well, the question is designed to basically say, what are your thoughts on?
The question is to make victims out of people instead of allowing people to have their own power. I choose to have my own power. And my own power says, f*** you, you go f*** whoever you want to f*** and I'll f*** whoever I want to f***. Done. And that's probably what I would say if I said anything, but probably I wouldn't, because that's me being extra brave and confrontational, and I'm not really like that, you know?
And it's so much more than
Of course it is, but I mean, what gives you the right? Anyone? What gives me the right to interact in their conversation? What gives that person the right to judge them? What gives them the right? I mean, you know, what gives me the right to treat someone like they're a victim that they can't stand up for themselves?
Okay, I'm going to go with you on this one, but it does make me think about something else. In 2020, when we're reading and answering this question, is a whole different philosophy about rancor and people getting in one another's faces about all kinds of different things, not just this topic. Yeah,
apparently that's what we do now.
That's what we're doing now, or at least that's what I'm seeing a lot of. But don't you feel like, and tell me how I'm wrong here, that everything's a potential powder keg? Do you avoid those kinds of confrontations as a bystander just because you don't know what anyone's thinking these days and how anyone could go off and get ugly?
Even when I read this question, I thought, this is an old question, because this question isn't even, like, this isn't even the question anymore, right? Yes, I think that there's, in 2020, there's definitely a powder keg of situations going on, and anything could escalate. I think that there is a difference between watching someone kill someone else and not speaking up, you know?
Right.
I think we're in a space and time now where we need to let people have their own power. They're not a poor gay couple. They're a couple. And if you and I were out in place and someone started talking shit to us, we'd talk back, whatever it was. So give people the right to have their own power as well. That question bothers me.
Are you flipping the coaster to red now? Are you angry? We can do anything. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Dinner Table Talks. We will be back next Monday with a fresh episode. In the meantime,
hit us up on social media, send us an email, DM us, whatever. We want to hear from you.
And we hope that you're enjoying the episodes as much as we enjoy creating them for you. There, we talked about that last week. I said, let me buy you dinner. What's around? Oh. Jesus Christ.
Is this different, season two? My armpits smell.
Let me know when you want to fucking record this thing.